Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Growers Studio, where we get together every day. We talk about farming and agriculture, how to be better at farming, how to make more money in some years, how to lose less money. And this might be one of those years, so you got to figure out what's the right thing, what's the best thing to do. And that's kind of a discussion we're going to have right now with Brady Kirchnevy from New Age Farming. Hello, Brady.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I am good. New Age Farming. Now, we're not talking Hare Krishna and meditation and all. Although farmers have been meditating a lot on what the heck do I do this year to increase yield.
Yes, and I've heard it throughout the spring. Farmers right now are they're in a bind. Mm-hmm. They don't know what to do. They've been doing the same thing kind of for years and years and years. It's time to kind of switch and go back and think about what we're doing and maybe switch just a little bit of it. So instead of penciling that negative at the end of the year, maybe you can pencil a zero or a positive.
All right. Well, that would be everybody's saying, yeah!
Exactly.
But so how do we do that?
Well, there's products out there that are newer. They've been around for 20 years, but now they're in a form where we can use it in the farming industry. We can use it in our seed treaters. We can use it. And what I specialize in is mycorrhiza. Okay? This is a spore that's supposed to be in our soil. Okay? It's not, because through our farming practices, tilling, anhydrous, 2,4-D, all those products, some of them synthetics, they kill the mycorrhiza in our soil.
Now, let's go mycorrhiza 101 right from the start here. What is mycorrhiza?
Well, think back 20 years ago when I was farming. I was out there. I had a six-bottom plow, right? And I'd be tilling up.
You were lucky. I only had a three-bottom.
Right, right. I was big time.
Yes.
So I remember when I was going down the field and I would rip over that nice fresh black dirt, and it would have that strong odor of soil.
Yeah.
You know?
It smelled great, we thought.
Mycorrhiza makes that smell. And now I go out, and I live on a farm. Farmers around me all the time. They're tilling. You can't smell it because the mycorrhiza is gone. Mycorrhiza, I guess the best way to tell you what it does is picture in your head a 2-foot-tall spruce tree. You know, one of the long pine needles on them. Put that in the ground upside down. Take all the pine needles off and put it in the ground. That's your root system right now. Now, the seed companies out there got great genetics, but we're not using them to their potential. Now, take a 4-foot-tall spruce tree, which is wider, taller, all the pine needles on it. Stick that in the ground. Which do you think is going to bring more nutrients, water, everything?
The one with the better root system,
exactly.
The one with the more branches.
And that is exactly what mycorrhiza does. So it takes your root system and it expands it by 5 times. So that nitrogen sitting in between the rows of your corn or your beans, whatever, you can now reach it. You can reach the potassium, the phosphorus, the water. I mean, that's a big one. The drought resistance on this is crazy. So that, in a nutshell, is what mycorrhiza does.
I've heard other people talk about mycorrhiza. It's what happens. It's not, because there are visible root hairs, but there are a lot of ones that are so small they are invisible, and it's what goes on between the visible and even invisible root hairs is where mycorrhiza comes in.
Mycorrhiza is the invisible ones.
Okay.
So those are the ones that what happens is mycorrhiza, comes in a container. 20 to 200 million spores, I think, in a container. So what happens, those spores gets into your root, and as soon as it does, it starts growing these hairs. And it grows through the life cycle of the plant. So it's not like a quick roots, a quick thing. Throughout the whole growing season, these hairs are still growing out, getting you more nutrients back to your plant. And what your plant does is go through photosynthesis and bring sugars and carbohydrates back down to these, what they call hyphae. I call them hairs. To continue their growth, to continue bringing things in. So that, in a nutshell, is what it does. And it's not a synthetic product. It's something that is supposed to be in our soil that is just not there in the number it needs to be. And that's why we've had such huge results putting it on seed. You can put it in first. Very easy to use. Super easy to use. But I'll get to that in a little bit here.
Okay. What is so we're talking mycorrhiza. Is it can be used as a seed treatment? Should we go as a fertilizer? Does it go in the fertilizer compartment on the air seeder? What's the logistics of using mycorrhiza?
Well, there's the fun thing about it. It is so easy to use. Okay, you can put it right in with your startup fertilizer on your corn, dump it in your tank, and go. Now, there's a catch to that. These are spores. They'll fit through a 50 screen, okay? So you'll have no problems. But if you stop, have lunch, you know, maybe something breaks, you sit, make sure you agitate that tank again before you take off. Okay. Because they will settle out, plug your screens. That's the only problem I've ever had, is if a guy breaks down, has to sit for a while, and doesn't agitate his tank.
Because this stuff is so slippery, it just kind of settles down.
Huh? Now, our best results have been treating the seed. Right on the seed, right on the bean, right on the corn. We have powder version for the wheat and the cereal grains because those have hairs on their seed, which mm-hmm. will catch these spores. The smooth seeds, seed treating seems to be the best, but I've had great results putting it right in with your startup fertilizer as well.
Okay. Results. That's now. Let's talk. Where does the rubber meets the road, or the mycorrhiza meets the root, so to speak?
Okay. So, well, we had NDSU tested as an inoculant on soybeans about, I think it was 2012. Mm-hmm. They did, and we put it up against the tag teams, the Primos, the Optimize, all of them, and mycorrhiza outperformed everything on the market, everything out there. So, you know. And I'm looking at their test results. Obviously, they can't see it, but they got 6 bushels more than the next closest person.
Wow!
So that's a pretty big increase.
Yeah. Now this is and people have farmers have heard the name term mycorrhiza being used. Is that the product name or is that the chemistry that we're talking about?
The mycorrhiza. The name means root fungi.
Mm-hmm.
Myco is a fungi, mm-hmm. root, rhiza. So you're basically the name itself is a fungi, and it's a good fungi in the mm-hmm. soil. There's good fungi, there's bad fungi, there's bad bacteria, there's good bacteria. Another thing about this is you hear a lot of the nematode problems we're having. Mm-hmm. The reason we're having nematode problems is there's no mycorrhiza in the soil. Mycorrhiza itself will kill cyst nematode. It'll kill the bad nematodes, but it'll leave the good nematodes alone.
Wow. Now, say that again for all the guys that said maybe didn't have the radio turned up or want to say what?
It does. Mycorrhiza is the natural killer of nematode, bad nematode, cyst nematode. You know, there's corn nematodes that are bad. It kills them as well. But it is a nature's product. It's naturally supposed to be in our soil, and that's how nature balances itself.
So the fact that we have kind of used up by tillage and other synthetic fertilizer, or, you know, well, anhydrous, got used up there or kind of eliminated the mycorrhiza from our soils over the last 2-3 decades, hence soybean cyst nematode has been making an increase.
Exactly. Guys don't start getting this back in their soil, even if you don't have a nematode problem right now, you will have a nematode problem. Because what we continue to do is kill the good fungi. And if we continue to do that, every acre out here is going to have a nematode problem. Eventually.
Is that true in the Corn Belt more so than in the Red River Valley and across the Dakotas?
It's nationwide. Uh-huh. It's a problem all over. If we continue to go the way we're going, everybody is going to be putting on. I know there's other products out there, Clariva and some other ones that people are putting on to protect against the nematode. I know one of them kills the female. Why not kill them all?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I know a lot of guys are putting wheat on their nematode ground for years, obviously. Put mycorrhiza on your wheat. Put it in there. Let it go to work. Then you can go back, treat your beans with mycorrhiza, put it in there, and you're going to see phenomenal results. I had a guy from up by Gary, Minnesota last year. Nematode problem. Put it on his beans. Put the beans in the ground. Got 65 bushel beans.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a lot of farmers out there that would love to have 65 bushel beans across the board.
Everyone listening.
Exactly.
Except the ones who you regularly grow 75 or more, which are very few.
Exactly.
So the effect then would be two, you're eliminating nematodes, but you're also letting the soybean plant do better at what it does.
Exactly. You're growing a huge root system, drought resistance, disease resistance, your water uptake, your nutrient uptake, and it kills nematodes.
Wow.
I mean,
That in itself is amazing and miraculous. So,
and for the same price you're putting on these other products to control nematode, you can have a bigger root system, you can kill nematode, and get more bushels per acre.
All right. Well, that's a fantastic exclamation point to take a break on. So let's do that. Brady Kirchnevy from New Age Farming. We're going to talk mycorrhiza here for a little bit, and also talk about some other biologicals that are going on in the country, and some university tests and other things that are good to listen to. Farmers need to hear that in a year where the pencil has been sharp and the profit margins have been thin, if any at all. So we got to find out ways to make the cash register ring for you on your crops this year. So we're going to be right back with Brady. More after this right here on Farm Talk.